You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
To Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game.
Hope everybody's having a great Friday. Larry Kruger sitting in for Damon Bruce, who's getting a little off day. Bottom of the hour, we'll talk with our mystery guest, but we're talking a little 49ers right now. And if you want to chime in, feel free. The text line, the Xfinity mobile text line, 1-888-957-9570. If you want to jump in, Brock Purdy's starting against Tom Brady on Sunday. Wouldn't it be ironic if Brock Purdy beats Tom Brady on Sunday in his first NFL start? I think Kyle Shanahan trusts Purdy more than he trusts Garoppolo. I think Purdy's the most accurate quarterback they have. I think he sees the field the best. I think he probably is the smartest quarterback. I think Shanahan knows a lot about quarterbacking, and I think he sees what I see. But Dante Whitner earlier this week said he thinks the Niners have a better shot to win the Super Bowl with Purdy over Garoppolo. Now, I mean, Garoppolo's been to a Super Bowl. He's been to multiple NFC Championship games. He's won an NFC Championship game. They've minimized him along the way. They did throw 37 times last week with Purdy. I don't know what to make of that, Ray. I mean, I want to get your thoughts on that. By the way, the betting markets as of this week have the 49ers as the fifth most popular team to win the Super Bowl, and the odds have not shifted dramatically. As at least you would think they would, going from, you know, a second quarterback to a third quarterback. They haven't. What's your read?
Because San Francisco is close to Vegas, where the odds get made, there's always a lot of people betting the 49ers because they're a public team.
Right.
So I don't make anything of that. They've always been a public team. I mean, this year, going into the NBA season, the Lakers were the betting favorite. Not because they're any good, but because so many people in L.A. drive to Vegas and bet their favorite team. Most people bet their favorite team, you know, in preseason. They'll keep betting them. And there's no reason to not bet the 49ers now. I mean, they're 8-4.
They give up like 15 points a game on defense.
Yeah. I mean, the truth is, all the fascination with Brock Purdy, you know, tends to obscure the fact that this is a team that runs the ball and plays defense. That's what their strength is. And if you want to say they throw the ball more, well, Christian McCaffrey is this year's Swiss Army knife. You know, last year it was Deebo Samuel.
Throwing it to McCaffrey and Deebo underneath is almost the equivalent of the handoff.
Essentially, yeah. It's an offshoot of the old Bill Walsh, the way he used Roger Craig. that he would throw a bunch of short passes to him, and he basically said they're glorified runs. So I don't make a lot of the 37 passes. I don't. I think that's part of an incredibly small sample size against a not very good team. You know, and a team that, quite frankly, gave up the ball four times. I don't think that the 49ers will be the beneficiary of four turnovers on Sunday. I think it's going to be a tougher slog. And I think when it's a tougher slog, Kyle Shanahan tends to, you know, keep his cards closer to his vest. I don't think he has anything that he needs to prove with Brock Purdy or to Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy, you can stand us up any way you want. He's still their third choice at quarterback. And I don't know that we've ever seen Kyle Shanahan just go, ah, screw it. Let's just throw the ball 100 times, except that one time in New Orleans. I think he's figured out what his team is, and his team is the team he shows you every week. It's not the team that's going to throw 45 times. It's the team that's going to play ball control football with, you know, enough weapons that he can keep the ball all day if he wants to. So
is there a chance that when you break down the traits of Brock Purdy, that he's a better fit for Kyle's offense than Trey or than Jimmy? And I say that simply because it seems like Shanahan, you know, they're going to come out in a dizzying number of, you know, formations, and they're going to all kinds of personnel groupings and all kinds of wrinkles, and there's pre-snap shifts and motions, and it's a very, he wants his quarterback to be cerebral and accurate and see the field and have the ball come out on time, most of those passes underneath, and take advantage of the run after the catch ability of his weapons. Isn't it possible that Brock Purdy may have a skill set that fits Shanahan's offense better than those guys and really didn't get a shot just because one guy they invested a ton of draft capital in, the other guy has been there, he's the established starter, and Brock's the seventh round pick?
It's possible, but it's not the way to bet. I mean, Brock Purdy is still the last guy picked in the draft until you see a body of work from him. And one game is not a body of work.
What is? How many games?
I would say four or five against differing kinds of opponents.
So what you're saying is then that this final stretch of the season, which I think, what, there's six games left, if the Niners went on some run here, that would be a good enough sample size to make an evaluation on as far as the future at the quarterback spot for the Niners and whatever role Purdy's going to play in it.
Yeah, I think... let's say he's good but not great. He's probably going to be the third quarterback next year. They're still invested in Lance. But the wild card is not where Purdy fits in. It's where Lance fits in v. Garoppolo. Because Garoppolo is still the guy who got him to this point. And Garoppolo is still the guy who's run this offense more often than anybody else. And they're still 8-4. And in the last, you know, 3+ years, they're a 625 football team. And no, Garoppolo isn't pretty, but he runs what Shanahan wants him to run. And when the only time he gets into trouble is when he gets a little goofy and decides, yeah, let's see if we can stretch the field a little bit.
He's kind of known for the hugely negative play.
But he's also, but that's
and then
because
he's resilient
people,
after it.
But that's what people want to focus on. What he really is, he's a safety first guy on a safety first offense. I mean, Kyle Shanahan has designed this offense to be that. And he's been here long enough so that when you see him do something over and over again, you can presume that that's what he wants. I mean, he took a wild gamble with Lance that so far hasn't paid off. And it may never. If people can get this excited about Brock Purdy based on not quite one full game, what it tells me is that people here are easily amused. Well,
there's a feel to the game that you can see from Purdy that comes through the TV set. But the here's the thing. I haven't been in the Niner law. I've been doing the Niner pregame show for the last 10, 12 years. But because we operated mostly from the studio, I didn't really spend a lot of time during the week down there talking to the players. This year, I have. There's no concern from the players. Whether the mic's on, the camera's on, whether the mic's not on, the camera's off. Whether you're talking on the record, off the record, whether you're whispering in the corner of the room or shouting in the middle of the room, there's no feeling in there that Brock's overwhelmed or that this is too much for him or that the team in any way has taken any step back in their goal of winning the championship, which I think there would be if there was doubt in the room. And I think the players kind of know better than us, better than the coaches, better than the fans, like what they really have.
No, here's what they know.
I think they feel like they have something.
Here's what they know. They know that their defense is the best part of them. And Brock Purdy doesn't affect their defense. They understand at the submolecular level that this team is going to win based on what its defense does. And the quarterback's job, whether it's Purdy or Garoppolo, is to keep them out of trouble. I don't think they look at Brock Purdy as a disaster, but I don't think they look at him as a difference maker either. I think he's the guy who's got that job on a team where the quarterback is not the most important guy. And it's a rarity in football, I grant you. But that's the case here. Brock Purdy's job is not to screw up. That doesn't make him like the center of the universe. Center of the universe is on the other side of the ball. You know, and it's not just Bosa, but it's the unit. I mean, that's why they win games. That's why they're only, you know, allowing two touchdowns a game. You know, this is a defensive team. And as much as people love to talk about the quarterback, that's not the thing that got them to 8-4.
No, I mean, it's totally true. Would you say, if I said you have to choose one or the other, Brock Purdy's closer to Nick Mullins or closer to a special quarterback that they just happened to find in the 7th round?
I'm going to duck it again because, again, we've only seen the one game against a team that gave the ball up 4 times. And was beaten by halftime. I need to see more because I don't have to be the first one to make that judgment. I know everybody else wants to be the first one to make
that
judgment.
Right.
You know, but you know, the whole idea of the quarterback in this system at this time, and I'm talking about the last 4 years, is don't kill us. That's how the 49ers
don't lose
their
the
quarterback.
Game. Yeah.
Don't lose the game. To me, that doesn't make you the difference maker. The difference maker on the offensive side of the ball is Christian McCaffrey.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.